Do we have the record? Okay, it is 9:59 a.m. on July the 19th, 2010. We are in Suite 907, 949 Building, 238 Archbishop 4th Street, again, Guam, 96910. I'm the hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability, Anthony Camacho. I'm calling the case of an appeal of Detour Corporation, appeal number OPA-PA-09-012. We are here today pursuant to the appellant's notice of hearing, the appellant's statement of cost, reasonable profits, and motion for attorney's fees as cost in this matter. Will the counsel for the parties please identify themselves for the record and any institutional representatives that are with them today?
Gary Jackson, appearing on behalf of Appellant D4 Corporation, and there is no institutional representative present today.
And I'm Laura Mooney, legal counsel for the Department of Education, and I have no institutional representatives today.
Okay. Will the staff of the Office of Public Accountability please identify themselves for the record?
Madeline Marquez, audit supervisor, in the capacity right now as the administrator for the office.
Ann Camacho, procurement appeals assistant.
Frank Lucas, auditor.
Before we begin, there was some hint, some glimmer, some suggestion 3 weeks ago that perhaps you came to an agreeable amount which would negate the need for evidentiary hearing in this matter?
That's correct, Mr. Camacho. Late on Friday evening, the parties worked out a number between themselves. So Z4 at this time could set forth an oral motion dismiss, followed up by a stipulation order, which should be filed today.
Okay, is that true?
Yes, that's correct. With the understanding that there is a motion to dismiss, that the appellant's motion is voluntarily dismissed, and that will then enter into a stipulated agreement amount.
Okay, so I should be expecting your stipulation and order concerning what you agree the costs and reasonable profits are in this matter. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you want to see the actual number itself?
Well, if the parties agree to it, okay, and it's not off the charts, okay, we'll review it, right? But if they agree to it and it appears reasonable, we'll probably sign it, make that part of the record in this matter.
For a point in order, and that's what they withdraw their motion, and we've agreed to the amount.
Well, you would have to stipulate that. I'd have to have a formal stipulation, okay, and which if I signed would be in order. I believe we've all been practicing law in Guam long enough to know what one looks like, okay. We could have the amounts state that the evidentiary hearing scheduled for this matter is moved, okay, and then that would be it. And perhaps they suggested, just for the record, time period of how you're going to pay that or how you're going to deal with that issue. And that's it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So is there anything else? Are we going to go forward today with an evidentiary hearing?
No, sir.
Okay. Ms. Mooney, you're awfully quiet over there.
You know, we're not going forward.
All right. So when should I expect this stipulation today?
This afternoon.
Very well. I'll be looking forward to it. Hopefully if it looks reasonable, it will be taken care of. Are there any other issues in this matter?
No, and this is just only, and then I would like and leave some for tomorrow if I have to route, because I'm going to have the superintendent also sign on the stipulation. It's part of our process. There's rarely a DOE. I know I'm available. I just want to make sure I have her signature too.
Okay. I will give it to the parties until Wednesday.
Thank you.
Wednesday the 20th. Oh, excuse me. That's liberation.
Thursday?
Thursday, the 22nd of July 2010 at 5 p.m. To deliver that stipulation in order. If it is not received by then, I will assume the parties could not come to an agreement and reschedule the, and I believe I've got all the filings. So I'll simply, if I don't receive it by that date and time, simply set the matter for an evidentiary hearing on the appellant's statement of costs and reasonable profits and motion for credit. Okay? Is that fair enough?
Very good.
All right. So, have a happy deliberation. Are there any other issues in this matter?
No? Tell me yet.
Okay. I want to congratulate you both on the fine work you did in this long contested case. It was your professionalism that made it go quite smoother. Okay. So this otherwise complex, or this complex case otherwise would have gone. I want to thank the parties, the council for that. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you're off the record at
10:04.
Yeah.
Thank you.